music from Selah. Bless the Broken Road. And David, that's our theme song, isn't it?
It is.
That's the song that really inspired the name for the whole radio station, Broken Road Radio. An allegory for life and some beautiful thoughts there from Selah. Also heard from Buddy Green, God's Own Lamb. We heard from Carolyn Ahrens, To See Your Face. And it's now 11 minutes after the hour. Oh, we've got JoJo Worthington on the line. And it just dawned on me that we just heard from Carolyn Ahrens. She, too, is a Canadian, JoJo. Did you know that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's out in British Columbia. You're in, is it Waterloo, Ontario?
Yes, Waterloo, Ontario.
Well, I'm going to betray my ignorance of Canada here. Now, I know, we're in the lake region of East Dakota. You know, you would look at the map and you would see us surrounded by Minnesota. But
okay.
David and I have declared us the Commonwealth of East Dakota, just to make a little statement here, a little political statement.
All right.
So you're north of us someplace, but Ontario goes from north of Minnesota to north of Wisconsin. So you've got two time zones in Ontario?
Pardon?
Do you have two time zones in Ontario?
Oh, no, just one.
Just the one. Okay, all on the... On what we would call Eastern time then. And so it's a Friday morning in Ontario, and what's the weather doing to you?
Oh, it's pretty nice. Canada has been having some pretty weird weathers where we have all the seasons in one day. So, it's been pretty funny, but it's nice right now.
Well, variety is the spice of life. You should be enjoying that then. You
can get separate,
it plays havoc with your wardrobe probably.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. JoJo Worthington is a singer and songwriter, and writes with a lyrical depth that I'm just astounded at, coming from a young lady. 17 are you?
I'm 18, actually.
18 now. Okay. Wow. Well, how does that happen? What, you have a gift here, JoJo, and you started very young. Tell us how you got into the music business.
Yeah. So my mom pretty much raised me on music, and I did a lot of musical theater when I was young, and I always wanted to be a singer, but I had no idea like what type of singer. So when I was about 14, I started playing guitar, and my ex-boyfriend, which is this kind of goes into the Amadeus story, but mm-hmm. I can explain that more later, but he kind of prompted me to start writing songs, so I did. And I was in a band, and it didn't work out, unfortunately, but I decided I'm just going to do solo stuff. And, yeah, I've just been doing that ever since. And
oh, but you've changed from the guitar. You're now a ukulele player.
Yes. I didn't really find much inspiration from the guitar after a while, so I decided to switch over.
Well, everybody plays the guitar, and there are some very famous ukulele players out there. Mm-hmm. I have to ask you, do you remember a performer by the name of Tiny Tim?
I do.
Okay. I was just commenting to David that you're like the new age version of Tiny Tim, but the music's better.
You know? Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, it's light and it's fun, but you write original music. You know, he sang old songs and did them in his kind of a show-busy, silly sort of way. But you write some songs with depth, lyrical depth is all I have to say. How do you come by that? Did you study literature? Did you write a lot? You're a poet.
Oh, thank you. I actually have no background in that at all. I'm not really sure where it comes from. Like I said, like it only has to come from God because, I don't have any background in that or anything. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think what we'd like to do is talk for a minute about the song Amadeus, and then we'll play it. Of course, when I hear the name Amadeus, I think of Mozart. Where did you come up with the name Amadeus?
Yeah, so it is about Mozart, but it's actually a parallel to my ex-boyfriend who did encourage me to write songs, which is kind of funny. I just kind of wanted to say like goodbye forever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he is an incredible pianist, and so I just made a parallel with him and Mozart, but by using Mozart's middle name.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Well, and the song has won some awards for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's been very successful.
And you're an independent artist, which means you're not signed with a record label. They're not doing all your promotion and publicity and arranging tours for you. So you need to get word out about your music on your own. How do you find that? That's really a whole new wave of artists now with the internet and technology. How are you doing with that?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more difficult being an independent artist, but at the same time it's a lot easier. Like the music industry has changed dramatically because labels are becoming a kind of useless now.
Yeah.
Because you can just do it yourself. So sometimes it is difficult, but you know, you just have to get yourself out there, and definitely like having interviews on the radio is a great help. So thank you.
Well, you know, and there's still a chance for you to get help from other professional artists around. I know that Steve Bell over next door to you there in Alberta has Spring Hill Music,
and yeah,
has a stable of wonderful artists, including Carolyn Ahrens, and I think Mary Catherine is signed with him now, and some others. So it's not really a record label, but it's horsepower to promote your music. And but you're talented enough to rank with those people, and I think I just wish you the best. I want to play this song Amadeo. So it's a little bit autobiographical, and this is JoJo Worthington, and just I think it's just a great little song.
You approached me from the room over there. Maybe it was the way you stared, but I thought you were nice, thought you were cool. So we went and got married right after school.
Sad. JoJo Worthington Amadeus. And JoJo, that strikes me as a song. Now, understand that both David and I are what you would think of as ancient. Okay. and so we can look back at the whole span of our lives. Give us a little different perspective than you have. But I'm saying, I'm looking at this whole idea of first love and you moving on to wonderful new things and kind of saying goodbye to the old and hello to the new. Was that a fair assessment of that song?
Oh, yeah.
What, who was your band? Or did you do all the instruments?
I didn't. Actually, we hired Canadian musicians to do that, and it was produced by a Canadian guy, Chris Mulligan. So he just set it up, and I told him what to do, and yeah, they just delivered wonderfully.
Well, that's it's a great arrangement. I mean, just everything is blended and layered so beautifully, and and all that coming out of your head, is it?
Like me and the producer definitely work together with the arrangements, and the musicians themselves definitely brought a lot of their own creativity. Mm-hmm. So we all kind of work together in this project.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about Hearts. We're going to play that as we say goodbye here in a few minutes. Go ahead, Dave.
Can I ask a question?
Oh yes, I'm sorry, I didn't. Okay. Yes.
So now she thinks that's funny. You didn't think it'd be very funny, did you?
Well, no, I just know what happens when you ask questions. So,
hey. Did, JoJo, we're kind of like we've been doing this for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Jim and I are kind of like an old married couple. Each other's sentences. We know the punchlines to each other's jokes, that sort of thing. You mentioned one of your other activities that may have a little bit of something to do with your creativity in music, is that you enjoy musical theater.
Oh, yeah.
What parts have you played, and what did you get out of the parts?
Well, this is when I was a bit younger. The most recent one I did was we did the musical Jane Eyre. I don't know, the movie came out pretty recently, and I played a little French girl named Adele, so that was pretty fun. I've played a nun before, I've played a peacock, like, randomly. I'm not really into it that much anymore, like, but I love watching it, and it's just, like, a lot of inspiration you get just from listening to different kinds of music and watching musical theater like that. So
that's kind of what I was driving at. Do you have a particular role that you would like to play, or that you would like to write songs about, or that maybe draw songs or help you create some songs, or at least threads for songs?
Yeah. Actually, while I was growing up, my mom played a lot of Phantom of the Opera, and that was forever my favorite musical. And I would love to play Christine Daae one day. Or also Joanna from Sweeney Todd. I think it's pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, I had a feeling, and I don't know, I had no idea why I got this notion, but part of the depth of your music seems to come from, or is it much like, very good musical theater like Phantom? I mean, some of it comes out.
Yeah, Dave and I have talked about old singers versus new singers. I mean, eras of music. And I'm constantly complaining about singers these days singing to themselves. And almost contemplative songs. And a lot of it's kind of downer music. But you, I can see the stage presence that you have there. You present the song. You sell the song. And something else that David will appreciate, you don't noodle around the notes. You hit them.
Thank you.
Which is important. I mean, that technical aspect of music makes a whole big difference in the way you present a song. And then now you're not singing about you. You're not showing you off. You're performing the art that was created in the music.
Do you do concerts?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, for sure.
Like where and when?
Yeah, what's coming up next?
Schedule coming up?
Sure. Well, recently I just played at Koi Fest in Kitchener, Kitchener, Ontario. So that was pretty cool. And also a show at the Baltimore House in Hamilton for the Hamilton Music and Film Festival. So those were great venues to play at. And coming up, I'm playing at Indie Week Canada on October 18th in Toronto at the Peacock. I guess that's like a venue. I've never been there, but...
But you played one once.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited.
No, that's just terrific. We gotta get you to Minnesota for a concert here.
Do you have a passport?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, well. I recorded a song with my friend Grant Bielefeld, who actually lives in Minnesota, and we're hoping to play a show there together soon, maybe this summer. So,
well, stay in touch with us. We want to know about that.
The
wherefores and whens. Yeah, that would be exciting. We're talking with JoJo Worthington, singer-songwriter from Waterloo, Ontario, in Canada. Very talented young lady, and I think with a great future. New songs in the offing, JoJo?
Yeah, right now I'm working to put together tracks for a new album, and yeah.
Okay. So, and are you going to use the same group of musicians, you think? Because you sure had a great sound that time. An EP. The new term is EP, isn't it? What does that mean, EP?
It just means it's not a full album. It's a shorter album.
Yeah, it's called Soon. So, and it's got six songs on it?
Yes.
And it's available online, is it?
Yep, it's available on my website, jojoworthington.com, or iTunes and Amazon and HMV Canada.
Okay, well, JoJo, you're a marvelous talent. I hope I can encourage you to keep at it and stay above the crowd. I mean, you're a couple steps ahead of the rest of the world, I think. At least the contemporary music world, with the way you present songs, the way you write songs, and you got a very unique sound. Just don't let it go. Grow with it. I mean, it's going to change over time, but I think you're off to just a flying start. Tell us about the song Hearts, and we'll play that as we say goodbye.
Sure. Well, thank you. So Hearts is, it's about knowing that there's a greater reason in a situation. So, like, God is always working in the activity, no matter where you are. There's a reason for the situation that you're in. So that's what the song is about, and it's just to uplift people, and yeah.
Well, let's listen. JoJo Worthington and Hearts. JoJo, thanks so much for being with us today. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hang on. Don't go away yet. Here's Hearts.
When the sun